This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Odisha beginning today to attend various programs including the All India Director Generals and Inspector Generals of Police Conference at Bhubaneswar. The three-day conference is scheduled to begin from today at the Lok Seva Bhavan. The conference will also be attended by key dignitaries including Union Home Minister Amit Shah and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, among others. The agenda of the conference will include discussions on internal security, cybercrime, Maoist menace, and challenges posed by emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and drones. Counter-terrorism strategies are also expected to feature in the discussions. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has expressed happiness over the Prime Minister's arrival in the state. The Uttar Pradesh government has ordered a judicial inquiry into the recent incident of violence in Sambhal, in which at least four persons lost their lives. A three-member committee headed by retired High Court Judge Devendra Kumar Arora has been handed over the responsibility of conducting an investigation into the matter. The two other members of the committee are retired IAS officer Amit Mohan Prasad and former IPS officer Arvind Kumar Jain. The committee had been directed to submit its report within 2 months. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is scheduled to hear today a petition challenging the 19th November order of a district court which directed that a survey be undertaken of the disputed site in Sambhal. The deep depression over southwest Bay of Bengal has moved northwards at around midnight yesterday and lay centred 330 kilometres east of Nagapattinam and 430 kilometres southeast of Chennai. According to the early morning status, the system has been moving with a speed of 9 km per hour and likely to maintain its intensity. Meanwhile, in Sri Lanka, the deep depression continues to wreak havoc, claiming 12 lives and leaving 2 people missing. The Met Department, however, has said that the system will gradually lose intensity and turn into a depression by tomorrow. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that significant success has been achieved against terrorism, left-wing extremism, insurgency and narcotics in the past 10 years. Addressing a valedictory function at Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration in Mussoorie, Mr. Shah said the firm policies of the Narendra Modi government at the centre has yielded the desired result. The government has approved 40 projects worth around 3,300 crore rupees to develop iconic tourist centres across the nation to global standards. The projects will span through 23 states under the Special Assistance to States and Union Territories for Capital Investment Scheme as a financial assistance provided to the state governments in the form of 50-year interest-free loan for capital investment projects. A host of measures will be undertaken under this, including decongesting popular sites, integrating advanced technologies, promoting sustainable practices, and encouraging public-private partnerships to enhance infrastructure and visitor experiences. Union Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy has launched the first tranche of offshore mineral blocks auction in New Delhi. This first tranche of auction includes 13 mineral blocks spanning across the Arabian Sea and Andaman Sea, featuring a mix of minerals such as construction sand, lime mud, and polymetallic modules and crusts. These minerals are critical for infrastructure development, high-tech manufacturing, and the green energy transition. The Israeli military said its Air Force struck a facility used by Hezbollah to store mid-range rockets in southern Lebanon yesterday after both sides accused each other of breaching the ceasefire. It also opened fire towards suspects, with vehicles arriving at several areas in the southern Lebanon, saying it was a breach of the truce with Hezbollah, which came into effect on Wednesday. The Lebanese army later accused Israel of violating the ceasefire several times on Wednesday and Thursday. Defending champions India beat Japan 3-2 in a close contest in the men's Junior Asia Cup hockey tournament in Muscat, Oman yesterday. Tomorrow, India will take on Chinese Taipei in their next match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.